The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. Your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 12 October 2021. Well, 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 well. Let's see. Is today Wednesday, Mike? No, today's Tuesday. So why is this guy here? Today's Tuesday. He's not going to say anything.
Let me see. I'm here because a gracious and good friend, and I'm very glad he's my friend, asked me to do today instead of tomorrow.
Which one is the facetious part? The good friend? Or I haven't talked to you in several weeks. I never knew what several is. Does several mean seven? Does it mean more than a couple or two?
Yes, those are
one of the burning questions before I leave this planet. That's what I need, the answers to those questions.
Several is three or more.
Okay.
Seriously.
Learn something new every day. Hey.
Because it can't be a couple.
No.
So's a few. A few's three or more.
Well, I had somebody try to tell me a couple was three. I said, have you ever gone to a wedding and seen three people married to each other?
And they would be fun, though.
They just, I think they're doing that in California, aren't they? I don't know. Well, I haven't spoken to you in, what, 3 weeks?
With a little chat here and there, about 3 weeks.
Huh? Well, the worm is starting to turn, I think. I think the worm is starting to turn. Southwest Airlines got busted lying their butts off. And Governor Abbott down here says that, hey, I don't care if you're an airline, I don't care if you're a corporation, a company, whatever you are, no mandated vaccines. End of story.
Yep.
We'll see how that works out. Because they've come out and they said they're abiding. They're abiding by what they're federal contractors. Exactly. Do you know why the airlines are federal contractors?
Well, again, I don't know if the workers are actually federal contractors. There are those who work for the airlines who are federal contractors. I was a federal contractor for almost 30 years or 20 years. So, yeah, I do understand that. But if you're being paid by Southwest Airlines, you're a Southwest Airlines employee. You're not a federal employee.
That's what I, you know, if you worked for DARPA and they contracted for you, does that make you a DARPA employee or does that make
no.
you... That's you're an independent contractor,
yes, and absolutely.
And your contract. Well, there seems to be a little confusion about that. American American Airlines Group, the biggest U.S. airline, and number four, Southwest, will follow President Joe Biden's mandate requiring that employees be vaccinated against COVID-19, defying an order from Texas governor blocking such actions. The decisions Tuesday, Rogers, set up an immediate challenge to Republican Governor Greg Abbott by two of the state's largest corporations, Companies with business operation in Texas, like the two airlines, have been caught between Abbott's decree and the White House measure that says federal contractors require shots. American Airlines? Yeah, they only employ 117,400 workers. And Southwest has about 54,500. Both airlines have government contracts with the federal government for transporting employees and goods. Okay, mm-hmm. you could put yourself on a FedEx plane for all I care, just because you have in your cart and federal employees around, or you're shipping something. I don't care. That doesn't make you. But they are under the aegis of the FAA.
Yes. And they are also under the aegis of, if you stop to consider, anybody with more than 100 or more employees. This is the way Biden wants it done. They definitely have more than 100 employees or 100 or more employees. So that's the first step they've got to get over. The second one, again, you have contractors from Southwest Airlines that actually fulfill government contracts, just like I did for Raytheon. Again, these individuals are still employees of Southwest Airlines. They are not employees of the government. So the only mandates have to go through their bosses, not them as individuals.
Well, I'm sure you heard of the little debacle down in Florida. They tried to blame it on bad weather or bad scheduling. Or
and as 1,800 flights. Yeah.
As it turns out, all I think there was 33 air traffic controllers and three people showed up.
They shut down the air traffic control facility there, and they literally, again, 1,800 flights didn't happen. But yet they're telling everybody it's bad weather. Let me explain something to you. There's bad weather along the East Coast, probably more than just about anywhere else in this country, just because of its geographical positioning. How many days, count them, in the last 5 years did 1,800 flights get canceled because of a few thunderstorms? Well, it's never happened.
Well, I can chalk this up to Southwest just having a bad day, because this seemed to happen just to them and no other airlines in Florida. Do people actually believe that they can keep lying, keep hiding the truth, and that somehow that this is what? I mean,
this is programmed ignorance. This is exactly what you and I have discussed, and we've discussed it to a point where everybody should understand at this point. Everybody should understand the programmed ignorance in this country. Stop and listen to what I'm about to say, and I'm not talking to you, John. Everybody out there, because you think of America as the do-all, best-all. I'm going to tell you something right now, and if you take a look at everything that's going on around you in other countries around the planet, what you find out is that America, we are literally, okay, the most programmed when it comes to ignorance on the planet. We are. Why? Because we have more forms of media, because we are blanketed by media, and because we have corporations who are on board to literally take over the planet, which means that every single mom and pop business, every single business with under 100 employees, watch this, they are being targeted to go out of business. They are going to wipe the slate clean, and all you will have left are the corporations that control the world. And everything you need, you will get if you have the social points accumulated, because that's going to be the monetary system. And if you think I'm kidding, Joe Bob has on record for stating that he likes the social system, the merit system, the money. Basically, that's what it is in China. Because if you don't have enough social points, you can't even walk your dog in China. And this is where he would like to see us go.
I'm sorry.
Why is this guy still sitting in the White House? Talk about treason.
Well, that's because Camilla is busy in the back room with her legs in the air. Look,
I would tell you, if I had to have a choice between Joe Bob staying there and Camilla getting in, I want Joe Bob to stay.
Well, and you, Roger, you know, this was caught up in the Trump steal, the election, caught up in a lot of different things, the plandemic, the on and on and on it goes. And did anybody notice here, you know, that it was actually Donald Trump, while he was in office, that had conversations, and Bill Gates was at the White House.
Yep.
And Trump was telling him, look, I need to put a panel together to investigate these vaccines. And he goes, no, you don't want to go down that road. And I'm listening to this, and I'm it's nonstop. The media, finally, let me clarify this. Finally, last night, who's the long neck blonde? I'll think of her name here in a second. What? Megyn Kelly hasn't been on Fox News. She collected her paycheck and left. At any rate, I'll think of the name here in a second. Even Tucker Carlson was after the subject about what about these vaccines? They are now starting to raise questions about it. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, well, wait a minute here. The mainstream media, I don't care if it's here in this country, I don't care if it's in Europe, in Italy, Dr. Robert Malone, he's been branded by the Italian mainstream media. They're calling him a terrorist, says physicians being hunted for speaking out.
Yeah, that's on the Liberty Beacon, too.
Yep. And lo and behold, evidence is starting to come in hand over fist that COVID-19, no Delta variant, no this, that, and the other. It's the reporting that the hospitals have more COVID patients. It's back on the upswing. When in actuality, what they're treating is the people that have gotten these vaccines, and these are, in many cases, the deadly side effect.
Variants are, in fact, vaccine damage. And there have been several doctors that have stepped up to say, these aren't variants, these are, in fact, vaccine damage. If you stop to consider, there are scientists across the planet screaming this. You don't have to take my word for it. Go online. They're telling you at this point there are more people, because of the amount of people that have actually been vaccinated globally, there are more people suffering and I don't believe COVID-19 exists at all, but there are more people suffering the symptoms of COVID-19 since they have been vaccinated by far and dying than there are who have never been vaccinated. You and I both know that once you get vaccinated, it doesn't keep you from giving anybody COVID if you have it. It doesn't keep you from getting the virus if you don't have it. All it does, and this has been admitted by the FDA and the CDC, all it does is lessen your symptoms. I really want to scare everybody here right now. No, I'm joking. But stop and think about this. If you haven't been fully vaccinated, you can't get into the dance tonight where there's going to be 10,000 people, or the football game where there's going to be 10,000 people. You have to be vaccinated. It is also a fact, do a little research, that those who have been vaccinated carry a heavier viral load than those who haven't been vaccinated. Absolute fact. So now everybody going into this dance or this football game, whatever you want to call it tonight, has to be vaccinated. What you have just done is put 10,000 super spreaders in the same damn place, and they all still have the ability to get sick. They just won't feel as bad. Everything I just said is true. Everything.
I have been fooling around with whatever for over a year now. And I've done the ivermectin. I have not done the hydroxychloroquine. I understand there's a nice little home recipe that you can brew up. I'm going to try that. But I'm still to this day, I have good days and I have bad days. Today I woke up and I thought, is this what it feels like to have rigor mortis set in? You know, jumped in a tub of hot water that would have scalded the feathers right off of a dead chicken. And I'm in this tub and I got out and I'm not feeling any better. So I'm back on the ivermectin as of today, which seemed to help somewhat. I did a 7-day course. But I'm going to try
it. Antiviral.
Pardon?
I believe that's an antiviral. Yeah, virus body is carrying. And again, I'm going to tell you, I don't even believe that there is this killer virus called COVID-19 or SARS-CoV-2. Well, it doesn't exist.
Wait a minute. I thought that was well established. Did you forget whose show you were doing today? Because you and I had a conversation that you did a show on this network with another host, and they said, oh, no, that has been isolated. We have a COVID-19.
What has happened? And let's jump on that for a second, because most people need to understand it. People are telling you that an actual virus has been isolated. That's not what happened. What they claim to have done was found fragments of viruses, literally microscopic fragments, and they use these fragments via a computer to simulate and build a simulation of a virus, which also happens to contain traits of things like AIDS. Not joking. Okay? So this is a combination of pieces of different viruses generated via computer. There is no picture. If you isolate a virus, one of the first things you do, because you're doing this usually under an electron microscope or something along that line, is you take pictures. You have to be able to prove what you just saw. There are no images that can be produced anywhere on the planet showing an isolated SARS-CoV-2 virus. Now, do they say they have it isolated? Yeah. Why? Because they made a computer program that said, if I was a SARS-CoV-2 virus, this is what I'd look like. And that's what they did. But instead of giving you a virus, what they did was built a spike protein. That spike protein was supposed to go into your arm or your butt cheek, wherever you got it, and it was supposed to stay in the general vicinity of where you got the shot. From that point, it interacts with, you know, your cells, your blood cells, whatever's in that immediate area, and it starts to produce antibodies. It wasn't supposed to leave that spot, but what they're finding out is once you've got the shot, these spike proteins are going to just about every organ in your body and causing massive damage.
Well, also, there's contention, and I do not trust the source, and I don't mind saying it, Natural News Mike Adams. You too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I used to work with him.
He's come out with a story that DARPA has been involved in a aerosolization program, ergo chemtrails, spraying everybody with spike proteins.
That is not unbelievable, except that that would be a massive endeavor. That would be huge, and it would require a lot of special equipment, so on and so forth.
And think about it. How many politicians have you seen walking around in environment suits?
Or wearing, listen to me, the biggest, everybody says, is this real or not? Everybody says it, and I've said this on your show once before, and I want to repeat it so everybody understands what a monumental farce this is. They're telling, Joe Bob is telling the entire country, you will all get vaccinated. I'll find a way to do it. You'll get vaccinated or else. But he tells all members of Congress and everybody working for them that they don't need to be vaccinated. This mandate doesn't apply to them. Now, let's stop and think about that. This is told to us to be the deadliest virus. This is exactly what's being said. You can put this key phrase in and do a search. This is even more deadly than the 1918 flu pandemic that killed millions of people. They're saying this is far deadlier than that. Can anybody out there, as far as how many people have actually died from COVID, can anybody out there convince me that this wasn't an intention all along, a fear intention, just to take a vaccine?
You know, we haven't seen much of Bill Gates, have we?
What did I tell you a month and a half ago?
Okay. There you go with the island thing again. And every time you say that, I just cringe, because being on an island makes no sense.
Well, maybe it does to him, because he figures there's no other place he can go.
Well, I just need to pick up the phone, call DARPA, and say, hey, you missed a speck over here. Go spray that. All right, let's take the break. We've got Roger Lander today on a Tuesday instead of Wednesday. I've got to reset my brain clock here.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Oh, yeah. Walking with the Queen. I wonder if the werewolf was actually the bankers of the City of London. At any rate, Roger, let me jump back to this American Airlines Southwest thing. American is based in Fort Worth, and they said, we believe the federal vaccine mandate supersedes any conflicting state laws, and this doesn't change anything for American. We'd be expected to comply with the president's order to remain compliant as a federal contractor, and that's when we got off on the...
Yeah.
The Texas governor's office didn't immediately respond to a request for comment, but the state's effort to blunt the impact of Biden's order was criticized by Jen Psaki, who accused Abbott of putting politics ahead of health. And this is, and she really stuck her foot in her redheaded. She says it's not based on what is in the interest of the people you're governing. We're going to continue to implement the law, which the President of the United States has the ability, the authority, and the legal authority to do so, and we're going to continue to work to get more people vaccinated to get out of this pandemic. Oh, by the way, it wasn't 1,800 flights that Southwest canceled. It was 3,100. Over 4 days.
The last word I got was 18, and it was over 2 days. So, yes, I appreciate you updating me because I wasn't aware it was that many.
And it wasn't just one day either.
Yeah.
But hey, Jen Psaki, we're going to continue to implement the law. What law is she talking about? And nobody can find a written mandate from the government mandating these. Nobody's found it.
No, because it hasn't actually happened yet.
So
he was talking about what he wanted to do and testing the waters, and I think the waves are crashing down on him.
Well, you know, because of all the flight cancellations with Southwest, I think JoJo should take Air Force One and go give rides to people, but don't expect to see him because Basement Joe will be hiding in the hole of the aircraft. What?
I not only agree with you, but I think that that's got to be the high point of the show, the humor point of the show. But there's a couple of facts I want to throw out that most people don't understand because nobody's telling them. All right. First off, if you adjust for age, because believe it or not, due to all of the bad stuff we've been eating and the vaccines we've been taking for the last 15 years, the amount of people who die has been going up. It has nothing to do with contagious diseases. It has to do with our lifespan, which is actually going down. And I've written many articles on that. But there is a study that shows that if you take into account the average deaths that occur each year, this is the lowest death rate since 2004. But you're going to listen to everybody around you telling you millions of people are dying. It's the biggest crisis and the biggest pandemic since 1918. Nothing compares. But yet, if you do the numbers, we have about the exact same death rate as we did almost two decades or a generation ago. So, again, you cannot argue with absolute fact. One more, okay? There's another study out there showing that the most or the fully vaccinated countries on this planet today have the highest level of COVID infection on the planet. No, listen to me again. The most vaccinated nations on the planet today have the highest levels of COVID-19 and COVID-19 deaths. They're vaccinated. What's going on? Why
well,
are you lied to?
And if you're vaccinated, then you're not. Yeah. You don't have the. I mean, isn't this thing supposed to kill off COVID-19?
Nope.
So they're saying that if you're vaccinated and you got your passport, you got free reign. But wait a minute.
You're a super spreader.
And then they turn around and say that, well, no, you can still have the vaccine, but still be a spreader. The more this goes on, this is, Roger, I'm serious about this. They're running out of plausible lies. Not that any of the lies were plausible in the first place, but this has gone from the sublime to the ridiculous.
You've heard me say this before. Please don't roll your eyes into the back of your head, but Americans are the slowest country on the planet to wake up. But when they do, they don't wake up quietly. If you woke up, America, they're going to say, what the hell did you do that for? And they are going to come out swinging. What we are seeing right now is an exponential growth of people being absolutely pissed off. Why? Because of John. Why? Because of Roger. Why? Because of platforms like TLB Talk, not Facebook, not YouTube, not Twitter. If you want to talk about this, go to TLB Talk.
By the way, the Lion Media, I got to play you this clip when we get back. all's the news agencies had to do was to go to the Liberty Beacon or republicbroadcasting.org.
Yes.
Or any number of sites to find out what was really going on, but the stupid talking heads looking pretty stupid. I mean, facial expression stupid in front of the camera. I'll play the clip when we get back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth! You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
They're God's finest little creatures, looking brave and strong, whistling past the graveyard, nothing can go wrong. Quoting from the scriptures with patriotic tears, we got the same old men with the same old fears.
I have to play this clip for you. Now, this was yesterday. From Fox, CBS 47, Fox 30. And this is just precious how this... I would say that her face is expressionless, but it's like she's in shock of what she's actually reading on a teleprompter. Here's the clip.
Limited staffing at an air traffic control center in Hilliard, which is for JIA, for mass flight cancellations statewide. Action News Jax first told you about these delays last night in and out of Florida. And in a statement, the FAA said in part, quote, due to a combination of severe weather, active military training in the airspace, and unexpected limited staff at the Jacksonville facility, which again is in Hilliard, the FAA took steps to safely manage air traffic. Normal operations returned approximately at 10 a.m. We did follow up with Action News Jax's chief meteorologist, Mike Burrish. Now, he says that all of the storms were out of the area by 2 p.m. A family vacationing in Orlando says that their flight home to Houston was delayed nearly 24 hours. They ended up renting a car and driving to Tampa to board a Southwest flight to get home.
Having to search everywhere for a rental car and for a hotel, and then the hours and hours at the airport, it's been really rough. it certainly doesn't seem like things are back to normal. There are tons of flights that have been canceled still, you know, even today. But I don't really know what's going on.
Yeah, so there are a lot of question marks around this big staffing issue. Action News Jax asked the FAA what the staffing shortage was related to, but so far they have not returned our request.
Don't hold your breath. So we got the FAA in there lying. We've got the news media's in there lying. Roger, I'm telling you, the compilation of lies here. Are we connected? Is he still there? Roger, take the mute button off. You're on mute, dude. Hey.
I didn't even put that on.
Well, we
and
didn't.
I haven't got a clue how the heck. I'm not even in the same room. I'm a walkie-talkie. I had to run back and click it. It's like, how did that get on? But I'm very glad you played that. For the very simple reason that the news still carries weight, especially if you know it's the truth coming out. The truth does carry weight. And what you and I are seeing is not only an awakening of America, but Americans who can sit in front of the TV now and go, oh, that's bull. Oh, really? Oh, I'm going to take some notes on that. Nah, that's bull. And they can actually do that. Why? Because of shows like yours. Entities like TLVTalk.com, all of these work together to give these people a place where they can actually go to find out things. But I want to go back to the biggest lie. You put up some really good examples, but I want to go back to the biggest lie being told to everybody on the planet. And it is one that is so easy to actually figure out, it's insane. There is no dispute that the survival rate of COVID-19, which doesn't exist, is 99.997%. That's 0.003% chance of dying. That means pneumonia, most yearly flus, and I could go on, they're all a heck of a lot more dangerous and deadly than this thing is. But yet, we've got an entire planet which has been locked down, which has had money and their rights ripped out from under them, and scared beyond belief that they're not even going to live. And if you've taken the vaccine, that may come close to true. All for something that has less globally killing power than the yearly flu does.
Yeah, but it burned into people's minds are the fact that millions of people have died worldwide. They counted the non-COVID-19 deaths, which, yep. Well, anything from dying in a fire, car accident, motorcycle accident, slipping and falling in your bathtub, committing suicide, I don't give a damn what it was. They were told to toe-tag them all as COVID-19 cases. So,
and they did the other side, too. Hold on, I apologize for interrupting, yep. But let's take the other side. If people die, okay, right after getting the vaccine or within 5 or 6 or even 10 days, these people are not allowed to count it as a vaccine death because the vaccines only take effect after 2 weeks, except they've actually watched people right there in the doctor's yes. office get a shot, and within an hour, they're literally in a coma, and within 2 hours, they're dead. But yet, you have to have had the shot at least 14 days ago if you die in order for it to be counted as a COVID death. Again, where do the lies stop? Where does this ridiculous bullcrap stop?
Well, it's one thing for the lies to be tamped down a bit.
Yeah.
But here is the dilemma facing us in the near future. The people that are responsible for this. And if we could have a 2008 biggest ripoff ever witnessed by mankind, not covered by the media and the real reasons why, this involves billions of dollars for the drug companies. It involves the credibility of leaders of damn near every country on the face of this planet. Yep. The medical industry in this country, not only in this country, but worldwide, the World Health Organization, the CDC, the FDA, and other mirror organizations around the world. This, they have said that, well, this is a vaccine, which it is not. I'm not really nuts about this Nuremberg defense crap, but it should be, what, because somebody shot somebody with something during World War II and it was brought up in a Nuremberg trial, that that's a basis for an argument? What I see is a lot of the narratives being shifted. You will see our politicians, if they're holding a meeting with COVID-19 vaccinated, I don't know what the hell this is, meetings, they'll start out by saying, well, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. Well, okay, thank you very much. If you're supposed to be holding a fair hearing, why would you make that statement ahead of time? And you know as well as I do, Roger, the way the vaccine industry works, what do they do year after year after year? Well, who's the most susceptible to a severe flu is the elderly. So they've got these people lining up every year, and you may see some places go, oh, come in and get your free flu shot. It ain't nothing free in this planet. Somebody is paying for that vaccination. But they've got the older people scared to death because of the possibility of comorbidities that you come in and get your flu shot this year, which is nothing more than last year's virus, which has already morphed a half a dozen times into something else. So you can't possibly isolate, make a vaccine, shoot it up in people for the flu season for the following year.
The CDC claims, and they claim pretty accurately, that there are between 110 and 120 different variations of the yearly flu.
Oh, God.
Okay? Now, if you stop
Wait a minute. You better send a memo to Pfizer and Moderna. And...
Whoa. It gets worse. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Because these vaccine companies only make vaccines to cover about a dozen to two dozen of them. I think the most they've ever covered is like 25 different variations. The chances of you taking a yearly vaccine and it really helping you, as a true vaccine should, are not all that great if you consider those odds. It's, matter of fact, it's not. But let's take this all down to the base level, which you're good at doing, John. So let me do it for you. Let's take it all down to a base level. Why the hell is the CDC doing this to us? Why is the CDC putting out so many lies that are damaging to our health? Why is the CDC doing everything they can to force vaccines down our throat, whether we like it or not? How many people out there know that the CDC and the FDA are privately owned corporations, that they own patents on vaccines and drugs, that they are out to make a profit? And that when they finish up their term in either the FDA or the CDC, they become board members of Big Pharma. What you're talking about is not a government agency. Stop thinking that way. The CDC, the FDA, and I could go on, but we'll focus on the CDC right now, is a privately owned corporation. Why do you think, stop and think about this, why do you think Fauci's paycheck is twice that of the President of the United States? He is the highest paid government employee. Oops! Every time they say that, they lie. The CDC is a privately owned corporation which owns patents on a lot of the vaccines that are stuck down you and your children's throat every single year. Anybody who doesn't believe that, I want you to come back to me with proof, because I can prove it to you beyond a shadow of a doubt. You are dealing with a private company. They are in it for a profit, and Fauci's getting rich.
It's been rumored.
None of that is all. That's a fact. All of it.
I'm wondering here, moving into the future, once these news outlets, once these doctors, and my God in heaven. You're going to fire doctors and nurses for not taking the vaccine, so you have health shortages. Now you're seeing the after effects of the jab coming back into the hospitals, with staffs in many hospitals are soon not to exist. None of this follows any logic whatsoever.
But it does. I apologize for interrupting, especially
no,
you.
No, please do.
It does. if I scare, and they knew this was going to happen, if I scare enough people away from the hospital, whether it's nurses, doctors, interns, whatever, because they are aware of what's actually going on, and I now have a shortage of medical staff, and people coming in are coming in with COVID, but they're also vaccinated, because that's what the majority of them today are. And you go to the news and you say, we are strained on staff and they are overworked. We are flooded with people. We can barely handle it. And you're not lying. You're telling the truth. But you made it that way and you did it intentionally.
Well, if you're Michael Jordan, you're out there telling people, get the vaccination. Get the vaccination. Have you seen, and I have this posted on republicbroadcasting.org. You may want to take a look at this, Raj. Babies born after vax. And it's it's a compilation of videos of babies that are being, I'm looking at one picture here, two legs and four arms.
Yep.
Babies being born with black eyes. You cannot see.
You want to know how I know that?
How do you know that?
Then you and I talked about this on your show again a while back, though. They were telling everybody that went in to get the mRNA vaccine, okay, the COVID jab, that if you are married or you are in a relationship, no procreative sex for at least 30 days afterwards. There's never been a vaccine on the market that's ever done that. But they did this because they knew it would affect the reproductive system. But I'm going to tell you something again that's going to shock most of you, but stop and think about everything else that's been said. If they're telling you to wait 30 days, and I just told you that the consensus is that the vaccine takes full effect after the two-week period, they weren't telling you not to have procreative sex so that you wouldn't make an oops. They were having you wait long enough for the vaccine to take effect so you would make an oops. Tell me where I'm wrong. They, out of their own mouths, they said, if this person died before 14 days or 2 weeks, it couldn't be COVID. But yet you're getting a COVID vaccine and they're telling you, if you're going to have procreative sex, why don't you wait in at least, you know, a month?
I was sent a story about a Delta airline pilot that died in flight.
Yeah.
He had recently gotten a jab. Co-pilot sitting there. Pilot seems normal, healthy, talking. The next thing, he's mumbling some unintelligible stuff. And he falls over dead. This has happened more than once in the airline industry. And the pilots are talking to each other.
Yep.
Pilots from other airlines. It isn't, folks, think about this. It isn't, you know, that the only planes that fly into Fort Worth is American Airlines, or the only planes that fly into Atlanta are Delta Airlines. Pilots talk. They're in their lounges. They're in transit. They're walking the concourses. They're talking to each other. And I suspect that the Southwest Airlines is not going to be an isolated incident.
Nope.
We have firefighters. I'm trying. I got John Twitchell did a show this past Saturday that he had a cop and a fireman on. And these people, they're giving up their jobs. They're allowing themselves to get fired. They're not quitting. They're allowing themselves to get fired. And the fireman said, look, I got 22 years into this, and that means I'm not going to have a paycheck, but I value freedom and liberty and our Constitution more than my job. And now it's starting to center back. Maybe, Roger, this is exactly what we needed. For people to start centering on the idea that, wait a minute, the government's job is to make sure we have a Republican form of government.
Yep.
And that's not the boys on the other side of the aisles versus the Democrat. A Republican form of government means the Republic, and the law is the Constitution. Now, let us not forget that they have violated this said Constitution 29,000 different ways from Sunday. But people are now starting to center, and what is happening, these people that have finally Now it's come home to roost. Now it's not only knocking on the door, it's kicked it in. You're going to do this, or you're going to get fired. You're going to do this, or you will be excluded. And
but it goes much, much deeper, and I apologize again.
No.
But please, just let me take this to the next level, because I worked with the military, you know, most of my life. What we're looking at is not only pilots, okay, and in some cases, that may be the crash of an airline, okay? But let's not even, we don't even have to go there. Let's go to a few other places, okay? Everybody, with the exception of Congress and the people that work for them, their aides and stuff, has to take this. Everybody in the military has to take this, whether it's fighter pilots, or listen to me because I did this for 8 years, or people on nuclear submarines. I've got to tell you something. As dangerous as it is to be up in the air on a plane, it is a whole lot more dangerous to be, and this is a fictitious figure because I can't say an accurate one, 1,000 feet below the surface where the pressure could crush you in a millisecond. This is what we are looking at. We are looking at poisoning the entire military of the United States. We are looking at poisoning the entire workforce of the U.S. government. We are looking at poisoning, and I could go on, all of our doctors and nurses, and this is all happening under duress, and every day that mandate stays in place, look around you and see the people dying. Stupid people don't last long in the military. If they've been there a while, they're pretty damn smart, and now all of a sudden they realize they need to put a gun to their head knowing that there's one bullet in six chambers and they've got to pull the trigger. Why? That's the only way they're going to keep their career. I dare anybody to tell me with how many people have died and how many permanent lifelong injuries globally there are for this. Whoa. Tell me I'm wrong.
Whoa. Well, why? I got one for you here since
this
we're
is our military, John.
Yeah. I've got one for you. The doctor's creed. First, do no harm.
Do no harm.
Knowingly. By now, to hang on to their jobs, are working in hospitals. Other doctors and nurses are being told, if you don't take the jab, you're fired. Where the doctors that are supporting the hospital's administrations, which are all, by the way, folks, non-doctors, you might as well have the CEO of Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company come in to run your hospital. He could tell you probably more about rubber tires than he could about the administration of a hospital or doctor's duties or treatments or anything else. But these are now the people that are running our health care systems. But my question is, and this is a rhetorical one, my friend.
Of course.
Where is the heart? Where is the mind? Where is the conscience of these people that are in these hospitals towing the COVID-19 lie? Should they lose their licenses? Maybe we should ship the doctors and nurses off to countries we don't like. I don't know.
That's shooting ourselves in the foot. We're already at a critical stage as far as the ability to take care of large amounts of people in any hospital.
Wait. I know what you're going to say. But hold on. Okay. I'll let you finish. But the doctor that has already demonstrated that he is not trustworthy, we can't get rid of them, but yet we're going to leave them stay in the job, hoping they'll be better to us in the future. How do you break that patient-physician trust and still leave them there? These are just some of the questions I have, Roger.
And I totally agree with you, but to not leave them there would mean the unnecessary deaths of millions of people who don't have COVID-19 because it doesn't exist, or are not associated with COVID-19, blah, 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 and I could go on. To get rid of all of these people who have violated the Hippocratic Oath, to get rid of all of them at this point would mean that you would have less than 5% of the forces we need in these hospitals. I would say at the outside, even if I'm really wrong, less than 10% of the actual personnel we've got right now. Do I believe that there needs to be a day of reckoning? Yes, I do. Do I believe we ought to shoot ourselves in the foot in order to get it done? No, I don't. What I do tend to understand is they stopped the shipping around the world so you couldn't get what you wanted. So now the shelves are going bare. They've stopped okay, you being able to work, even if it means us giving you extra money to stay home. Hmm. They told you you have to take something that's going to kill you, even though other vaccines with 50 deaths were immediately pulled off the market, and globally this one's more than likely in the millions at this point. What you're looking at here is none of this makes sense. None of this is based on a reality you and I grew up in, and even our kids grew up in. None of this is. And you opened the show by saying, do you think people are starting to become aware? Oh, yeah, they really are. Why? Because the lies are too big and too many at this point. So this is the scenario. Yes, John, I'm about done. This is the end game. Maximize the fear. Maximize the tyranny. Get as many people shot up as you possibly can, because we're starting to lose the game. That's it. Right now, their biggest goal is whatever lie it takes, whatever force it takes, whatever coercion it takes, you need to be vaccinated. But yet it's already the most dangerous pharmaceutical agent the world has ever seen. You could take every death by vaccines in the entire world for the entire time vaccines have been generated for humanity, add them all up, and they won't equal this. Now, you damn right well better take your vaccine or you're in trouble, boy.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I am a victim of shedding, which I'm leaning towards, and we do not know the long-term effects, and some have argued that you're being shot up with self-replicating stuff for yourselves.
Poisonous, yes, you're right.
We do not know, well, we've seen, yeah.
Yeah.
14 days, yeah, oh, your vaccine.
Spike protein.
Yeah,
yep.
Well, we don't know the amount of people that are going to die.
No, but it will be a lot.
So they're going to have to continue to lie. They're running out of lies. And
I agree.
The mainstream media is feeling the push here. They're feeling what's going on. And I give you I use Fox News as a barometer of the BS, okay? How deep is it? Should I put my little rubbers on, or should I put my waders on? You know, how deep is it? Now that is starting.
Or my diving suit.
Yeah, or my, yeah, gosh. Yeah, I use that as a barometer as to how much pressure is being put on by the public. And they're starting to crack.
You're right.
The people that run CNN, MSNBC, the other jokester networks, CBS, ABC, NBC, they're
starting to crack.
Yes, it is. And they're again, we're talking the trust factor. Oh, well, Trump just says it's fake news and we're Democrats and we're telling you that's not true. Well, hello. Now everybody's starting to get the idea that they've been lied to, and they're going to accept continued lies unabated and unchecked from these news organizations. I see a silver lining, but it's got to happen pretty damn soon. Now, this is, as far as I'm concerned, Roger, it was the Mac Daddy of the banker's move here.
Yes.
I've had people try to argue, oh, no, it's the corporations. Nope. The nexus of this is the international banksters.
Total monetary reset and total control of global finance. You're absolutely right.
Well, well, well. Are they going to move to an island too? I would just love these people to just congregate in one location so we could save time and
Sea Sparrow.
Roger, thanks for coming on today. I appreciate it, my friend.
John, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Alrighty, sir. Talk to you soon.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.